Welcome to lesson 41 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke, and I'm here with my student, Jerry Gaffney.
Hi, Tony.
Now, this tune today is a composition of the harper Turlough O'Carolan, and he was born in 1670 and lived until 1738. It appears in the Complete Works of O'Carolan, which is an Oisin Publications, copyright 1984. So it's been out a few years now, and there's an introduction to it by Gronier Yates, and it's tune number 125. The tune is played in C major and contains 8 bars repeated in the A part, and then 12 bars repeated in the B part. Now, I have 2 recordings of this tune being played by guitarists in different styles. Artie McGlynn plays it on his classic McGlynn's Fancies CD, which was recorded about 1980, and he plays it in the key of G. Now, the other recording that I have is by the very talented Duck Baker, and I guess with a name like that, I'm guessing that he's American. He plays the tune fingerstyle on a lovely CD called My Heart Belongs to Jenny, and that CD was recorded in about the year 2000. Now, I happen to know from the liner notes on that CD, or one of his CDs, that he learnt a lot about Irish music by turning up and playing at sessions with the late, great Raymond Roland. Raymond Roland was one of the greatest button accordion players that ever lived, so he must have had a fairly good grounding in Irish music. Now, both of these CDs should be in every guitarist's collection, and although I haven't got a recording of her playing it, Anne Heyman is another one worth checking out. I met Anne and her husband Charlie years ago while they were on tour through Australia, and she is a walking encyclopedia on harp music and very much knows everything about O'Carolan. And not only that, she's a wonderful harpist. And incidentally, she doesn't buy her strings. She buys a reel of wire and makes her own strings. They're a fascinating couple, Anne and Charlie Heyman. If you ever come across them, they're well worth checking out. Now, this tune begins with a bar containing a crotchet, quaver phrase. So all the notes in the first bar are downstrokes. In bar 6, you will notice a pair of semi-quavers. These are picked down up. Also note that the last 2 bars of each section are identical. All notes in the tune occur in the open position, the highest note in the tune being a G, which is the 3rd fret of the 1st string. I've also included a separate accompaniment sheet for this tune. On my most recent visit to Ireland, I visited a park dedicated to the memory of Turlough O'Carolan. It's in the town of Cadue, K-E-A-D-U-E, in County Roscommon. It's a beautiful monument to a man whose influence on Irish music, and indeed on folk music generally, is still felt today, some 270 years after his death. There is a transcription inlaid in stone of his most famous composition, Shebeg Shemore, and it's worth noting that O'Carolan's music is widely performed by musicians whose music comprises music that's very much outside the genre of Irish music.
And I'm a big fan of O'Carolan's music. This is, Tony, the 3rd O'Carolan piece we've had. We had Planxty Irwin in an open D tuning as lesson 14, and then Lord Inchiquin in lesson 28.
Okay, let's have the tune at a slow pace, and then I'll play it for you at a regular pace, and we'll see you all next week.
See you then. Thank you. Mm-hmm.